in many ways, this was a continuation of the first debate, with many of the same topics being discussed, including COVID vaccine mandates. That was central. It's the issue that impacts all of us. It's front and center. So that's a natural starting point for them. Terry McAuliffe again accused Youngkin of encouraging people to not get the vaccine if they don't want it. And McAuliffe claimed that alone is disqualifying as governor for Youngkin. Now, Youngkin, again, just like in the first debate, said people should be able to choose for themselves if they want to get the vaccine. And he criticized McAuliffe, saying McAuliffe wants to make it hard for employers and employees, saying that McAuliffe wants employers to fire their workers who don't get the vaccine. Then there was the economy. Terry McAuliffe tied the vaccine mandates to the economy, saying Virginia can't fully recover from the pandemic if there are still large parts of the population not getting vaccinated. And through the whole debate, McAuliffe mentioned numerous times that he wants to raise the minimum wage and require businesses to offer paid sick days. Youngkin, on the other hand, he often painted a negative picture of Virginia, saying that schools are currently failing and the murder rate is rising. He pointed to his tax plan on the economy, saying his proposal for a state income tax cut and his plan to eliminate the state's tax on groceries would help the economy recover coming out of the pandemic.
They also had a post-debate press conference, Youngkin and McAuliffe. Anything come out of that?
Well, McAuliffe appeared in front of reporters. He went to the press briefing room, and mostly he focused on the abortion rights issue. He said that Glenn Youngkin is extreme on abortion rights, that he wants to ban abortion. McAuliffe said he supports Roe v. Wade, but McAuliffe did not commit to anything regarding making Virginia laws more relaxed on abortion rights. Youngkin has repeatedly said that he's pro-life, but he has denied that he wants to ban abortion altogether. As for Glenn Youngkin, after the debate, he did not appear in front of reporters. One of his strategists appeared in his place and said that Youngkin won the debate and didn't need to spin anything from the debate because he won. And so Youngkin did not appear.